Hello, everybody. Are you excited? I'm excited. I hope you can see me and hear me all right. So I will just keep a glimpse on the comments for someone to let me know that we are good. We are in business. But welcome in for our Expedition to Soul event. This is an exciting time for us here at the Sisters Enchanted because we are 8 years in. We're 8 years in. We have been making magic online for 8 years here at the Sisters Enchanted. And we just reached an epic milestone of 1 million podcast downloads. Can you even believe it? 1 million podcast downloads. I feel like I need like a band and confetti and balloons. And it's so exciting to me. And what I love about this achievement for us, 8 years of TSE history and community and teaching and togetherness and magic and 1 million podcast downloads, is that we are a small business. We're actually a pretty small business. We are female founded and funded. And so it's a pretty big deal that we have 1 million podcast downloads. We didn't know anybody who could help us get a leg up. We had no connections in the world that we work in, or even knowing what to do. And as the founder of the Sisters Enchanted, I didn't know a single person who was self-employed or had created their own company, anything like that when we started. And I'm so proud to say that it's through pure grit, belief, tenacity, and really just staying focused on what we are here to do in the world, that we've been able to do what we do, even though we didn't have anybody helping us pull any strings behind the curtain. And if there's one thing I know, been doing this for 8 years, and I've been in the online sort of industry for about 9 years, I can tell you that there is often somebody who knows someone to help them get started or to give them a leg up or make a connection, which makes me even more proud that we've done what we've done simply by showing up, being ourselves, and trying again and again and again, even when we get it wrong. So we're hosting this Expedition to Soul event to celebrate the podcast. The podcast was originally called Magic on the Inside. And then a few years ago, we changed the name to Expedition to Soul. We thought, how fitting would it be to celebrate, to host an Expedition to Soul? I'm Sarah, founder of the Sisters Enchanted. If you don't know, and you've stumbled over here and you're like, who is this person talking to me? And what are they talking about? We are a company that helps people to break free of the constraints of normalcy and expectation, to shine their magic out from their heart center and their sacral center, and just take up the space that they were born to take up in this world, believe in their magic, believe in the possibility that exists for them, and to stay magic every step of the way. Because we know that when more women feel powerful, feel secure and confident, and feel like they have a personal practice that is connecting and deepening, that's when the world changes and everything changes for all of us. So thank you all for being part of our community for however long you've been part of the community. And let's do it here with our Expedition to Soul. In the comments today, I know that we've got Team TSE representing us. You will see typically folks commenting on behalf of Team TSE. TSE, the Sisters Enchanted, will have a little dash Team TSE after their name. I do see Anna here and Kelly here, and I believe Naomi is in the comments as the Sisters Enchanted. And also, big round of applause to Team TSE. We just hosted an event, and many of us are just readjusting to being home today, getting home yesterday. Patty, one of our team members, flew from Boston early, early in the morning, a 12-hour day to get back home in LA. So we've had a long day yesterday, long week, and everyone's showing up here today with bells on to celebrate all that we're celebrating here. We have one guideline for you in the comments. Please lead with kindness. Remember that you don't have tone of voice. You don't have body language, facial expressions, or any background knowledge of the people that you're communicating with here in the comments. So keep that in mind when you're responding, when you're sharing. Always lead with kindness. And just remember that, nobody can read between the lines on an internet comment. It's very hard to do anyway. So lead with kindness here today. And I see some people who've been with us for a long time in the comments, some of our newer community members. And thank you all for being here. Nikki's sharing. I remember when the first episode aired. Yeah, Nikki Gear, thank you for being a longtime TSE member. Nikki and I have shared some laughs in years past. Nikki knows me a little too well, probably. Anyway, onwards for Expedition to Soul. This is a 4-day event taking place at 10 a.m. Eastern time today, tomorrow. Today is Friday. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is our wrap day. The replays will be available for, I believe, about a week after. And we're going to put this on the podcast too, of course, because it's a podcast celebration, to listen to the audio on the go if you want to catch up or listen to it again. My objective for you over these 4 days is for you to reconnect to yourself. And if you've been on that journey of reconnection, to help you deepen into that experience, in this point in time. So we're here to have some fun. It's not a superly overplanned event. It's a celebration. And I hope you have some fun and explore this week and learn something new about yourself as we move through our Expedition to Soul. So today on day one, we are going to talk about reclaiming your energy. I am going to give you an activity to do after we wrap today if you want to continue participating on your own. And also, we're going to do a little map making. So I'll demonstrate for you what this looks like. If you want to participate with me live, if you're home or sneaking this in at work, you'll need a piece of paper and something to color with. So highlighters, colored pencils, markers, crayons. You don't have to do it right here, right now. You can just watch and do it later. I have some crayons and paper. Nothing like using the office supplies to do a little witchy activity in the middle of the day if you're tuning in from work today. Think about, if you will, that we're going on this expedition, this quest. If you are familiar with the hero's journey, we're doing a little bit of that over the 4 days. So today, day one, this is really your invitation. Think if you can imagine that I've shown up at your doorstep this morning, broom in hand, cauldron in the other, and I have asked you, are you ready to go on an expedition to soul? I've brought with you the map that we're going to create here today. I've brought the idea with me to get you to go with and explore yourself and deepen the connection to who you are. And there's a sensation of something rising. There's some nerves. Who's this stranger at my door with a broom and a cauldron? That seems strange and unsuspecting. Should I call the police or should I listen to them? And something in you, though, knows that it's safe. It's going to be okay. I'm a good witch and we can go on this journey together. But like any quest, there are steps that you have to take. There are steps you have to take. And today's step is to disconnect from the things in your mundane life that might keep you from the exploration, that might keep you feeling stuck, and to explore the path ahead. And that is the first part. That's what we're going to do here today. So we're going to start with talking about reclaiming your energy. Firstly, what is that? Why do we need to do it? And what does it look like? Now think to yourself about your life right now. Now it's 10 a.m. where I am, and run through your life as I share a little about mine. It's 10 a.m. Since I got up very early today. So I've been up since probably 4:30, 4:45 in the morning. I've worked, I've parented, I've broken up sibling arguments, I've worked some more, I've delegated tasks, I've got dressed, I ate, I fed people. There's been disagreements, there's been strife, there's been arguments already. I've already been pulled in a million directions. And it's only 10 a.m. In your life, that might look like having to take out a pet or field a phone call from an aging relative or an adult child, or you're late to work, or you realize there's no cream for the coffee and now the day's gone awry, right? Every single day, we all interact with other energies. You are an energetic being. Everybody around you is an energetic being. When you look at the things in your direct space, in your living space, like I'm looking at a piece of driftwood right now. It's a piece of driftwood. I can remember where I found this. I can also remember when I burnt a candle on it. And I can remember the spark that came up and when I thought I was going to light my desk on fire. All of those memories have an energy to them. I can remember when my kids squeezed my fidget thing, my squeezy squidget thing, when they squeezed it too long and some gunk flew out of it. And how frustrated I felt that that happened. Everything has an energy to it. You have an energy. Everything, every person has an energy. And what happens with our energy if we're not aware of it and we don't spend time and create a practice of reclaiming our energy is all those energies start to intertwine. And it can be really hard to see those ends when we don't actively and consciously slow down to pull stuff, experiences, memories, people. So I want you today to practice reclaiming your energy. The word energy, when I say it, we can all probably relate to feeling energy, like feeling a heightened sense of arousal when we're excited or we're frustrated or we're in conflict or when your energy is really calm, cool, and collected. We've all met people or been in circumstances where we barely know someone, but the minute we get close to them, we're like, we're not going to be friends. And I don't even know why. Or somebody that you meet and within 10 seconds, you're thick as thieves. And it's like you've known each other for lifetimes. This is all energy at play. Our nervousness is a representation of stories we hold in our energy centers, thoughts that we have about ourselves, beliefs that we have about ourselves. And it's that those stories, those thoughts, those beliefs, that energy that is either being a magnet for more of it or a reflection of what we're seeing in other people. So the energy that we carry very much dictates how we're responsive to the energy around us also. And if your energy is very wild because you've not taken the time to sort of reclaim your energy and understand again what's yours and what's not yours, it's very easy to get swept up in heightened emotions of others because you have not settled your energy anytime recently, right? So your energy is like, think of Spider-Man and spider webs just floating around the city, right? Everywhere Spider-Man goes, Spider-Man is going through the big tower buildings. I can't think of what they are. Anyway, skyscrapers, right? And just flinging around and leaving spider webs everywhere. Your energy is just like that. It is getting stuck on all of your interactions. And what you got to do is reclaim it, bring it all back to yourself so that you can confidently move forward and not be wrapped up and expectations and feelings of guilt and shame and failure and everything else related to our interactions here on this planet as humans. All right, so that's what is energy and why we need to reclaim it. We need to reclaim our energy, sort of clear the deck regularly so that we can come home to ourselves, ask ourselves some clarifying questions like, what's important to me? What is actually me right now? And what is something else? And what can I do to stay calm, cool, collected, and balanced on my end to keep moving forward without disturbing my peace? So we want to reclaim our energy. When do we want to reclaim our energy? And then we're going to practice it a little bit here. Reclaiming your energy is something that you can do over and over again at any point in time. So you can reclaim your energy, you know, every half an hour. You can do it after a big group event. You can do it whenever you feel like you need to. You can do it reactively or proactively. I love doing it proactively, so I don't have to be reactive at any point in time. But anytime that you feel like, all right, I'm going to have to be with people, or like when I walk into my storage unit, for example, there's all kinds of stuff in there and I start to feel guilty. Like all this is just laying there. No one's using it and what a waste, right? So I might do it before I go in there. And certainly after you found yourself in a disruptive energetic situation, reclaim your energy again. All right. So some strategies for you. How do you reclaim your energy? It can be as simple as seeing yourself right now as a beautiful beacon of light, of peace, of the eye of the storm, the calm part in the middle, and simply breathing, putting your hands on your body, maybe rubbing your arms, your thighs, your hands, like getting in your body and imagining all of you just coming back to you, all of your energy pulling in to your energetic center, your heart center, and everything that does not belong to you, everything that was never yours to deal with to begin with, just that's all floating away. So you're in your body, you're breathing, you're calm, you're touching your own body. So you know this is my presence. And you just bring all your energy back into yourself and everything else just pushes away. That simple practice is something you can do at any time, anywhere. Nobody would even notice. Putting your back flat up against a wall or a tree, in your car to really stabilize your body. That's another great way to add a level of support to this, to feel like you really are supported, grounded, stable here on the earthly plane. Now, of course, we can also incorporate our magical tools. We can use tools like selenite, which is a crystal, and we can do the same process holding a selenite wand or a piece of selenite and sort of just circling it around yourself to have that same like cutting away the energy, cutting it away and creating your own little bubble. A bubble visualization works really well. Holding a mirror up to yourself and like just saying, self, I see you. All of me is right back here with me, and then reversing it and just everything else is back out there again. So you can use a tool like that. Of course, incense, music, anything that you need, any tool, any magical tool that you want to use to support you in the process, you can certainly do that. Tools are so helpful when we feel, I think when we feel like we don't know what to do, or when we feel like we're really floundering, and having a tool can be this little like added oomph, right? You're always the power, but if you have something to help you when you're really feeling like I could use some support, kind of like a stuffed animal, or my kids call them stuffies, when you were a kid and you had your little stuffy or your blanket, or if you're an adult, like, I don't know, I always hug a pillow when I'm sleeping. It's sort of like that. We can use our magical tools as that extra bit, right? To help anchor us in what we're doing when we feel very out there and like we could use some support, but you can always just do it yourself. And it really is. I saw a quick comment go by about a, like a self hug. And it's so true. Just feel your body. Rubbing your arms does wonders for calming you down. Swaying. I love to sway. Think of like holding a baby and trying to get it to stop crying. Like that's what you're doing with your energy and your chakras and your nervous system. You're just like, all right, I'm here. This is mine. That is theirs. And that's a beautiful thing to do whenever you are feeling like you've got a big energy going on, or feeling like you have a decision to make that you need to detach from other people's energy, right? So we do this, and I bring it up on day one of our adventure here, Expedition to Soul, because over the next few days, I'm going to guide you through some other experiences, like calling in your past, present, and future self, making a magical talisman. And if you are attaching your energy to expectations of other people, or letting the chaos and upheaval of your home impact you such that you don't trust yourself, or you feel so down and out or enraged or sad or guilty or shameful or resentful, then you are still creating under the veil of all that expectation and under the veil of all of that mundane world, and not just for yourself. So I want you to practice this, reclaiming your energy, so that over the next few days when we meet again, you can do that before we get started. And I'll prompt you to do it as the first thing we do, so that you can be present in your own self. And it is a practice that takes time. So it's okay if you try to do it today and you're like, oh man, I don't know if I'm ready to detach from all of this. That's fine. That's why this is an expedition. If it were an easy peasy walk in the park, I would have called it a walk in the park. It's called an expedition for a damn reason. It's not easy. You got to like train for an expedition. You don't got to train for a walk in the park. And for a real change, a real switch, a real pivot in life, that calls for an expedition, not a walk in a damn park. Though I always love a walk in the park. Love an expedition more. Okay, now that we've practiced reclaiming our energy, we're going to do one more thing today, and I'm going to leave you with a little bit of homework. As I said before, I wish I could knock on your door and show up with a broom in one hand, a cauldron in the other, hand you a map, and tell you that we were going on this quest to find your inner self. Alas, I can't do that, but I can help you to make your map. Now, I have been doing this particular class in a variety of ways, shapes, and forms since for 5 years. And this activity, the map activity, will stress some of you out. So I invite you to reclaim your energy again. And the reason for that is because you might have some internal language about how you can't draw. So you definitely can't draw a map. You definitely can't put anything down on paper because then it's on paper. And what if it's not good enough? Or what if somebody else sees it? And you just don't want to get it wrong. So this fear of failure and perfectionism and imposter syndrome and what am I even doing? This seems really obscure and woo-woo and out there. And I just don't know if I'm ready for this. I feel like there's more steps first. It really is as easy as just getting something down. Now I'm going to invite you to make 2 different types of maps, I'm calling them. They can be drawings. They can be visual journaling, whatever word works for you. I love the idea of a map. Now, the first one I'm going to invite you to do is a map of your living space. And the reason for that is because we're going to explore the energy of your home. I'm working on mine. I'll show it to you. Don't worry. And every time I do this, I remember that I don't actually know how to draw and I have no idea what my house looks like. It seems every single time. Because there's the hallway. I think that's the bedroom. Something like that. I don't know. My husband would be like, do you even live here? And I'd say in the physical realm, but not my head. My head's in the clouds. With your prompt that you're going to do later today, I'm going to ask you to do something different that you don't normally do. And so I want you to have in mind the energy of your house so that you have that in mind when you pick your activity that you're going to do later on today. All right. So here is not at all what my house looks like, but I live in a small 1-story ranch, nothing very exciting, right? So we'll imagine this is what my house looks like. It makes no sense. Why is there a wall in my hallway? Anyway, pretend this is exactly what my house looks like. I've got like a kitchen in here, a bathroom, a couple of bedrooms. Try to draw out your house. If you have 2 stories or more or whatever, you could do like each story separate. Now, the next thing I want you to do is think about the different rooms in your house and what is the energy of that room. So the room I'm in right now serves several purposes, and it's pretty cluttered. I'll be honest. I am kind of a clutter bug. So if you don't know me well, I am the founder, owner of the Sisters Enchanted, where we teach thousands of people every year how to make mad lives that feel like magic and find their confidence and their authenticity and just feel like intuitive badass witches, if that's what they want to be. And I work full time. I also homeschool 2 kids. So they're home all the time. And my husband is a stay-at-home dad. So there's a lot going on in our very small house. So when I look at this room, I love this room because it's a very creative space for me. And it's also very cluttered. So there's a lot that needs to be done in here. And there's some trim that needs to be replaced and like paint. I'm looking around. There's some painting that needs to be done, unfinished, like shelves that aren't painted. And so when I think of the energy of this room, it's not exactly like bright and expansive, right? It's maybe it's a little dusty. It's a little bit thick. And I would say that it is the room that I work in, and my kids' books are in here. So I'm going to give it a green color, but I want to do some green. I'll show you. Don't worry. I'm making mine green right now to show the energy. If you can see, it's very faint. So I've made the room green, but I'm actually going to take like a brown and I'm just going to like make it a little muddy green. Because it feels, or maybe even black. I don't know. I can't tell what colors these are. And I'm just going to darken it and make it a little messy. Because the energy of this room feels a little bit messy to me. And now I want you to do that for every room in your house. And by this point, you might be thinking, Sarah, to what end? Why do I need this? What you'll do with this once you're done is get a really good idea of what your home feels like to you in a way that you may not have explored before. Having to put like a name or a visual to your home will help you understand the energy that you're living in each and every day. Now, this is not about wallowing in how it could be, should be, would be, if only these other people weren't how they were. This is not about that at all. So if you start doing that, reclaim your energy and step away from that experience that you are creating for yourself, right? So step away from that experience and come back to the present moment and the activity at hand, which is to simply color in the areas and get an understanding of how you feel moving around your home. So your home and your body, your personhood are sacred spaces. And we will often create like beautiful sacred spaces, but don't treat ourselves and our homes in the same way. We don't treat ourselves and our homes in the same way. So I want you to start looking at your home in this way and saying, oh my gosh, does it feel like a place where I can energetically recharge? Or is this part of what's making it hard for me to be who I want to be and feel the way I want to feel in my life? So your first activity for today is to do the map of your home and put colors. I've seen people do this with words. I've seen people like do collaging or painting, whatever you want to do it, make it yours. But I want you to be able to look at it and say like, yeah, that's how I feel about the different areas of my home. Now, the second one that you can do is of you. So again, I'm not a very good artist here. So I'm going to draw a stick figure. This is stick figure, Sarah. Stick figure Sarah is always smiling. Just like real Sarah mostly is. And you can go through your body and start to ask yourself, how does my energy feel in different places of my body? So for me, I've not been treating my body very well the last few days. So my lower like gut stomach area feels pretty, that's not feeling very expansive. Oh my gosh, I was going to do brown, but I feel like that's not the vibe I'm going for right there. So whatever color this is, it's a dark color. So like my belly area feels kind of stuck and yucky, but I just had a really cool week. I just got to spend time with members of Team TSE and our kids in a big old spooky house. And we had a really cool photo shoot and video shoot. And then we had seven community members came out for a day long event, and we did a full moon circle outside and had lunch together and rolled beeswax candles, and it was just so beautiful and fun. And so my heart though is like exploding and glorious right now. So I'm going to make my heart this beautiful, big, radiant green energy. And I will say, I also didn't sleep very well last night, probably because my stomach is not good due to the way I treated myself. So my head feels a little bit, I don't know. I'm going to make my head like a little murky up here. And so this lovely drawing that looks like a three-year-old drew, this is a good representation of how my energy feels right now. And why this is important is because when I am doing the next few days of this experience, knowing what I'm coming in with. So I already know that I am not my best self over the next few days. Like I already know that I need some more sleep and I'm probably a little foggy brained and my gut doesn't feel so great, right? Like I already know that. And when I know that, that can help me to understand where I might start to fall into habits of like not thinking in the most optimistic way, or not possibility thinking, or not magical thinking and very muggle thinking of like, why is everything so hard and everything's impossible for me and it's easier for other people, but never for me. I never draw the lucky straw. It's always the short straw. But I know that I might be in that energetic space and then I could use a little extra reclaiming my energy right now. So by the end of this, I hope that you have two different, what I call maps, one of your living space, one of your body. And this is a very good reflection of how you're relating to the world around you, how you're relating energetically to your own physical space and the space that you're taking up in the world, and where you might need to start reclaiming your energy in that space. Because when we truly are in our most highest reclaimed energy, we don't feel dingy and things don't feel murky. So it's a good indicator to us that there's something to be done to shift that and change that energy and start working on it. Now, there are some people who've had their maps for years. So it's a really cool practice to do at different points in time and reflect on where you were then, where you are now, what still needs shifting, what might have like backpedaled versus expanded and shifted in a positive way for you. And you can always have these to go back to, no matter how elementary they are. So I hope you see mine and release perfection around the activity, because like I said, when my husband sees this, he's going to be like, that's not what our house looks like at all. And I'll say in my head, that's exactly what it looks like. Good sir. Exactly what it looks like. You can't tell me my thoughts aren't valid. All right. So today we have reclaimed our energy. We've talked about why we want to do that, what we're doing over the next few days. My objective for you is to reconnect to yourself or deepen the connection that you've already been working on, because that's an ongoing process always, because we do live in a world that's constantly demanding of our attention and our energy, which makes it really easy to lose sight of who we are and what we are here for. Another thing I want you to consider when you are doing your map and you're thinking about the energy of the rooms is to consider your experiences in those rooms. So if you are a person who, you know, maybe you have a dining room table and that's where you sit down with a partner like once a month and you go through your finances and that feels really tense and stressful and there's arguing, you wouldn't want to sit down at that same table and do these exercises, because then that table is representative of the energy you have in those other experiences, right? Same thing, like for me, I don't know. We have this like entryway to our house and my exercise machine is in there and like all of our shoes and coats and just stuff's torn about. That's not where I'd want to sit and do something calming and reflective, because it really is a place of like chaos energy 100% of the time. So I wouldn't want to be in there trying to be calm, cool, and collected. Like I want to go somewhere else in my house to do that. So as you're creating your map, think about the types of interactions and experiences you typically have in different rooms, and don't try to do work that is meant to help you reclaim your energy, dig into more who you are, develop your spiritual practice in the same exact place that you're often in contentious or chaos sort of energies. Now, I fully understand I have a pretty small house for a family of four, per modern standards. And there's not like, we don't have tons of extra spaces to go. But I love to go outside or like clean up a little nook and make it look different, put a different blanket there and change the vibe, change the scenery, and kind of reclaim the energy of the space as well. All right. So this brings me to your extension activity that you can do on your own after today's time together to deepen into your experience before we move on to day two. Let me check my notes, where we will assemble the allies and call in all parts of yourself, past, present, and future, and remind you to be your own best friend. All right. So your activity for today, if you want to keep on this activity and keep doing this, is to go on a little mini personal excursion. Now, I know some of you won't be able to do this because I'm giving you basically no advance warning. You might have to work and you might already be booked up for the day. So do your best. And if you can't do it today, put it on the calendar to do it sometime soon. But really, you could do this real quick at home. My objective for you is to do something in a place you wouldn't normally be, all right? So I want you to shake things up. When you do the same, you get more of the same, right? So if you sit down in the same place on the sofa, your little like, you know, we all have our plop spot. Who doesn't have a plop spot in your house where you plop down and you pull out your phone and you scroll and you just like drink your water or your tea or your wine or whatever it is you drink, and you become a potato. We all have that spot in our home. Don't do that. I want you to find somewhere else. So if you never sit at your kitchen table, unlike my example, go get yourself comfy at your kitchen table. If you have a spot in your backyard that, you know, there's a chair out there, but you never go sit in that spot, go put your butt in that spot. Take a blanket, out in the front yard and pop a squat in the front yard. Move to a coffee shop you've never been to. Go to a park you've never been to. Or if you go to the same park all the time, sit on a bench you've never sat on before. My goal for you here is to remove yourself to a new place. What you do from that point on is up to you. You can do some more energy reclaiming. You can do some reflective thought work. You can do your maps. You can just feel the energy of your body and reflect on the discussion we've had here today and let it kind of marinate and think on it. Again, journaling, tarot cards, just sit and look at the sky, whatever you want to do. But I want you to go on this little like mini pilgrimage for yourself before we get started on this adventure tomorrow, assembling all the different parts of ourselves. And I want you to do this so that you are like breaking up your normal pattern of living. Because when you do the same things over and over again, you're going to keep having the same thoughts. You're going to find yourself in the same energy. And I want you to break it up so that you can invite in new thoughts, new energy, see the world around you in a new way. So whether it's in your house, sitting on a spot on the sofa you never sat on before, or going outside and sitting somewhere you never sat there, actually going somewhere you've never been, my goal for you is simply to shake things up and do something different, and then think back on what we did here today, what we talked about, or do one of the exercises. So the maps, do some journaling on what we talked about, do the reclaiming your energy sort of visualization, rub your arms. If you live with other people, you know, get real weird. Sit in someone else's spot and start rubbing your arms. At the very least, it'll be a conversation starter. Nothing like taking somebody else's spot, right? Just, it was such an issue when we were all in school. And it turns out as adults, it's still an issue. Don't sit in someone else's sofa spot. And just do your thing. But I want you to change your perspective and start to open yourself up to a new experience. Because tomorrow when we come together, we are going to do an assembling the allies activity where I'm going to have you call back in the versions of your past self, your present self, and your future self. We're going to make a declaration to ourselves and create or choose a magical talisman tomorrow to support you on the journey forward. And for me, for you to have the best outcome, I would love for you to have shifted your perspective and opened yourself to new possibilities tomorrow by reclaiming your energy today, looking at your personal energy and the energy you spend your time in a different way than you ever have before, and also interrupting your own personal patterns to awaken yourself to a version of you that you might not even know exists. Oh my gosh, that was so fast, so fierce. I've talked so much in 38 minutes. I went really fast. I apologize for that. As I said, we came off of a really big week this week, and I think my energy is like, oh, Sarah, you need to settle it down. All right. So we talked about reclaiming your energy. We talked about what is energy, why we want to do that. We talked about creating your energetic maps, or if you want to call them visual art journaling or whatever you want to call them. I like map because this is an expedition and it's fun when it's a map, but you can call it what you will, to explore your personal energy and the energy of your home in a new way. Try to release perfectionism, try to release the fear of failure. You know, what looks like green to you might be blue to somebody else in terms of energy. I'm not here for you getting it right. I'm here for you doing what makes sense for you. And hey, no one here is going to check your work, so you can't get it wrong. You can only get it right. So go ahead and do those activities. And then what I want you to do after this today is to go somewhere else or put your body in a place you don't usually put it. And what you do after that is up to you. You can knit, you can sit, you can think, you can get in your energy in your body, you can do your maps activities. But I want you to put your body somewhere you don't normally put it. Of course, don't do anything illegal that would get you in trouble. That's not what I mean. Just put your body somewhere different and open yourself up to the experience that we have ahead. So tomorrow, assembling the the allies. Day three, we're going to talk about shadow work. Think about a journey, right? So we go on our, we get the invite to the quest. We know we have a mission to go on. Tomorrow, we're gathering the team. Someone wrote in the comments, Avengers assemble. Yeah, we're gathering the team in the form of our own self. The next day, it's like day three, like we started, but we reached the edge of the dark forest. Will we continue on or will we turn back? That's when we're going to do our shadow work. And then day four, we'll see ourselves on the other side. We're going to have some fun and reflect on where we have been. All right, y'all. Things you can do while you wait. If you're here on YouTube, we've got tons of videos on our YouTube channel from all the years of Sisters Enchanted. Of course, we're celebrating 8 years of podcast downloads on our YouTube channel, but you know, you can't be live on a podcast. So here we are. We're going to put this on the podcast. And if you're not subscribed to the Expedition to Soul podcast, you can watch the video version on YouTube, but you can subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform and listen while you go on your little adventure. There are so many episodes, hours and hours of my voice singing angelically into your ears. I'm just kidding. But there are hours of podcast episodes for you to dive into. And of course, if you want to join us in any of our classes, the next thing coming up is our Born Magic Bootcamp starting May 7th. But in the meantime, I will see you again tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern time for day two of Expedition to Soul. Thank you all for being here, for being part of our community for 8 years, some of you just a few months, and we love you all just the same. And we cannot wait to see what the next year brings and, you know, years and years beyond. Internet years is like dog years. So 8 years, that's hella good. And we're really proud, and we can't have done it without our amazing community members. So thank you to all of you for the support over the years and showing up in comments and showing up to events and joining our classes. And many of you that have hung out with us in person, and we've had the privilege to meet you and put a story to a face. And we are so privileged, and the community and programs here are so awesome because of all of you. And I can't say that enough. So thank you so much for being part of what we're doing here and spreading that magic little by little in the world and energy that you take up each and every day. It means so much to know that you're all out there tossing the magic around like confetti. All right, everybody. I will see you tomorrow. Same place, same time. Go do your activities. Tag us on social media if you want to share so we can see it. We'd love to see it. Just tag us wherever you see us, and we'll see you soon. All right. Have a great day, everyone. Bye.